presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in. Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves. Coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Many flyers used to the danger and excitement of combat missions became pretty bored with routine assignments after the war, and every once in a while, one of them would break loose just for a laugh. Here's a story they tell whenever Navy fighter pilots get together for a little gab session. Seems a Hellcat squadron was making a routine hop from Okinawa to Japan, flying between the cloud layers in loose formation. This was a very dull mission for the hot pilots who had seen war service. The flight leader was a commander who had been in plenty of action, and frankly, he was bored. Suddenly, he spotted a PBM lumbering along through the sky directly ahead on the same flight level. Well, he couldn't resist the temptation. Through his radio, he told his pilots to follow him, and then he flipped over on his back and continued flying along upside down. Meanwhile, inside the big PBM, things were also dull and boring. Coffee was being served, the automatic pilot was on, and the co-pilot was sunk low in his seat, daydreaming. In between gulps of hot coffee, the flying boat commander spotted the fighters in the distance, but he didn't give them much thought. After all, seeing a formation of fighters over the Pacific isn't exactly a rare experience these days. I said he didn't pay much attention to the Hellcats. Well, he didn't. That is, not until he noticed the first one flying merrily along upside down. Crazy fighter pilots, he thought to himself. He took a look at his controls to make sure everything was okay and then relaxed. If he'd only known what was going to happen next, he wouldn't have settled back in his seat. I'll be back later to tell you the payoff of this story, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Reporting to Major McCall at an underground aircraft plant in Oklahoma, Hop and Tank had barely started their investigation of the weird and puzzling mystery of the Wailing Witch when they became near victims of a deadly attack. And in our last episode, you recall, the unknown enemy struck again. Hop had climbed into the narrow, barrel-shaped cockpit of the experimental flying wing, which was mounted in a giant wind tunnel. Tank and Major McCall stayed outside in the shelter of a small booth, as Simon Gore, inventor of the plane, operated the powerful wind fans. Slowly and gradually, he increased the speed of the wind, as Hop reported through an interphone.
She's taking it nicely, Mr. Gore. 300 miles an hour, and she's solid as a rock.
Just then, however, Gore seemingly lost control. The powerful engines roared faster, and speed built up. 400 miles per hour. 500. 550. The master throttle wouldn't work. Tank fought desperately with the mechanism, and again they heard Hop's voice.
Hey, cut down that wind. Fuselage walls are starting to give. I'm being crushed.
Good Lord, can't you do something, Gore?
I don't understand it. The motors are running away.
Can't you hear me out there? I'm being crushed.
Tank, disconnect the throttles. Maybe that'll work.
Take me too long.
Hey, can't you McCall, help me, please.
We're doing our best.
I'm going out there.
No, Tinker, you can't.
Nuts! I'm getting Hop out of that cockpit.
Tank, you can't book that wind.
I'm going to try. Here goes. No!
Tank, look out!
Major, the wind picked him up and threw him against the wall.
Tank, are you hurt?
No! I'm okay!
Stay where you are until we can cut down the motors.
Major, he's mad. He can't buck that wind.
When Hop's in danger, Tank will do almost anything.
Harrigan, great Scott, we haven't heard from Harrigan.
Hello, Hop. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I hear you.
How are you doing?
The fuselage walls are still holding, but I can hardly breathe.
The tank's trying to meet the main control room to turn off the motors.
What happened, sir?
Controls here in the booth have gone out. The motors are running wild.
Tell Tank to hurry. Much more.
Hold on, boy. Hold on.
Major, look at Tinker. He's clawing his way along the wall. I've never seen such strength.
Go on, Tank. Go on.
Major.
Yes, Hop?
Tell Gore his idea about steel coils is okay, but they're still not strong enough. They need more bracing.
Yes, Hop. Hop,
what call?
Hop, answer me.
Look, you can see his face through the cockpit window. His eyes are closed.
Hank, hurry up! Hurry!
I am!
He's almost there.
That's it, Tank! That's it!
Good heavens, Squire. Which way does that door open?
Out. He can open it all right. He made it. He's at the door.
Where's the throttle?
Tinker! The master throttle is in the center of the panel. You can't miss it.
There he goes. Now get ready to move fast, Major. As soon as the motor's cut, run for that ladder leading to the fuselage.
Right.
Tinker is in the control room. I see him.
Hit the throttle, boy!
There, Major. There, the motors are slowing down.
Good. Come on.
No, not yet. 500. 400.
Hank, close it down fast.
200. Get set, Major.
I am.
100.
That's enough. Let's go.
Be careful. How do you open the hatch? Slide it forward. Careful, Major. Don't fall.
Major! It's all okay!
We're getting him out of the cockpit now.
Lend me a hand, Gore.
Of course.
Yeah, I'll lower him down to you.
How is he?
Alive, but unconscious. Here now.
All right, lower him. Carefully.
Mark!
Stand back, Tinker.
Let me help you.
Careful right there.
Don't worry, Major.
Put him on the floor, Tinker.
Hot. Snap out. Come on, fella.
Open his collar. Loosen his clothes.
Gosh, you look...
No, I don't think it's too serious.
How is he?
He's not out of it yet.
I better call the dispensary. Get the doctor here.
Yes, right.
Listen.
Oh, he's coming out of it.
Can you hear me? It's Tank.
Hiya, pal.
Are you okay?
I think so. Breathe again.
You had a close call, boy.
I know it.
Harrigan, I can't tell you how sorry I am. I certainly wouldn't have gone through with the demonstration if I had any idea this would happen.
Oh, of course. Exactly what did happen?
Well, I frankly don't know, Harrigan. The controls wouldn't respond. The motors ran away.
Tank had to go into the master control room to close them down.
You bucked that wind? Nice going, pal. Thanks.
Yeah, forget it. Now I'm going back in there and have a look around.
A look around?
Them motors didn't get out of kilter by themselves, Mr. Gore. Somebody did something to them. I'm going to find out what.
Good idea. I'll go with you.
Hey, don't leave me out of this.
Hey, Hop, you better take it easy for a while.
No, I'm all right now, sir. Besides, the floor isn't very comfortable.
Boy, if I ever find out who did this...
Now, Mr. Gore, before I forget...
Yes?
I suggest you put additional bracing in your fuselage.
Oh, yes, Harrigan. Thank you.
Here we are. Come on. Now, where's the master throttle? I turned her all the way down.
Now, that should have been hooked up to the auxiliary control in the booth outside. Let me look under this panel.
The auxiliary must have been disconnected.
Yes, that's obvious. Wait a minute.
Find something?
I most certainly have. Take a look at this.
What is it?
It's a timer, isn't it?
That's right. That's right, Harrigan. It's a photographic timer. And it was hooked up to the master throttle right under the panel.
Did that make the motors go faster?
Yes. This cord here was fastened to the throttle. And as the timer ticked off, pulling the cord, it in turn pulled the throttle forward.
Jumping jennies.
Looks like, looks like someone has it in for you, Harrigan.
In for me and for you, Mr. Gore.
Oh?
It's sabotage, that's what it is.
But who could have done it? Oh, no. Oh, no, I can't believe that.
Believe what?
Carla. Carla Davis.
That's right, she started the motor.
She's one of my most trusted workers. That's not possible.
Trusted or not, her guilt, it seems evident, Gore. I'm taking her into custody.
Oh, but Major,
not yet.
What?
She tried to kill you.
All right, she tried, but she missed. And if she's taken in now, we won't have the answer to the Wailing Witch.
But you can't expect me to allow her to run around loose.
I wish you would, sir.
So she can take another crack at us.
If necessary, Tank. If we have to stick out our necks 100 times, we've got to let them keep working until we catch them. Red-handed.
Hop's decision seems strange to Tank, who only shakes his head in disgust. Their unknown enemy, seemingly Carla Davis, has made 2 attempts on their lives. The third time, she may not miss.
Gang, you'll want to be with us for the chilling climax of today's episode, so stand by.
Now, gang, let's get back to our story. You remember the pilot of the PBM wasn't paying much attention to the Hellcat approaching him, flying upside down. Well, the fighter went past the flying boat on its back, close enough for the pilot to almost reach out and touch the wingtips. The PBM pilot casually looked at the face of the fighter pilot, and then he sat up in his seat with a start when he saw the look of astonishment on the other's face. Then our daydreamer noticed another fighter on its back. Zip, it shot past. The same surprised look on the pilot's face. One after the other, the Hellcats flew by, all flying on their backs. And every pilot made with that same look of astonishment. The flying boat commander put his coffee down, his mouth hung wide open, and his eyes became bigger and bigger as each Hellcat flashed past. Suddenly, he came alive with a jump and yelled to his co-pilot, "Hey, did you see those fighters? Something's wrong. We must be flying on our backs." Well, at once, the flying boat cockpit became a turmoil. "Turn off the automatic pilot, quick," the commander shouted. "Roll her over." Well, by this time, all the fighters had passed the PBM, and some distance to the rear, the group rolled upright and circled back to get a look at the big flying boat. The fighter pilots really got a laugh out of what they saw. The big ship was wavering in the air, losing altitude as the pilot tried to turn her over. And that's the last those Hellcat pilots saw of the PBM. And believe me, the commander of the big ship didn't ever talk about the incident. But every time Navy fighter pilots stand around listening to this story, they can picture the red, embarrassed face of the PBM boys and roar with laughter. Well, fellas and girls, this is just a sidelight to the aviation picture. But seriously, planes are becoming more and more a part of our life with each passing day. If you think your future lies in the air, get ready now. For always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. A half hour has passed since Hop's narrow escape and the discovery of a photographic timer connected to the master throttle. Major McCall has persuaded Hop and Tank to rest, and we find them now in a small underground room, part of the plant employees' living quarters. Tank is, as usual, protesting Hop's course of action.
But you must be off your nut, Hop. Here we got an open and shut case. We got the goods plastered all over that Carla Davis, and you want to let her go.
We'll keep an eye on her, don't worry.
Sure, keep an eye on her. Watch her while she sticks a knife in her back.
That'd be the neatest trick of the week.
Doggone it, you know what I mean.
Listen, Tank, I realize the evidence seems to point to Carla.
Seems to. Does everything but ring bells and shoot off rockets.
I still say seems. Besides, what would happen if Major McCall did arrest her?
We cracked this Whalen Witch business wide open.
Would we? Exactly what would we know?
Well, we'd know.
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, we could make her talk, sweat everything out of her.
Suppose she doesn't know anything. Tank, the Whaling Witch is something big, too big for a female spot welder to handle by herself.
That is tricky.
I'll bet my shirt Carla Davis is only a tool, and we've got to catch the big fish.
But, gosh, what do we do about...
Hey, who's that?
Mesa. This is your first...
Where's that voice coming from?
Quiet, Tank. Warning. Leave Black Mesa by sunrise, or it will be... your tomb.
A ghostly voice out of nowhere, whispering death. Hop and Tank wait to hear it again. But there is only silence to punctuate the words of warning. Gang, there's a startling development in the next episode of The Mystery of the Whaling Witch. So don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. So long, Hop. We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday, same time, same mutual station.